Could you introduce yourself and say a little bit about your context that you work within?
I'm Gemma Lockhart, and I am a Royal Academy of Dance and Rombert Grades dance teacher. So I teach in the private sector. I have my own school. It's not a huge school, but it's good enough school. I trained at Dance for All in Edinburgh as a professional dancer. That was, what my HND ended up being. And in Scotland at that time, that was all you could do. It was an HND. There was no degree. There was no option for that. You'd have had to have gone down to London, which was just wasn't, feasible for me. I couldn't afford it. My family couldn't afford it. So I did that, knowing that I could do my professional dance teaching qualifications, and then went on and had a career as a professional dance teacher. And I kind of have made it to the top of that now. There's a few things that I could still do, but there's not much more I can do. I know my way around the RED. I know my way around Rombert. I know how to could walk into a class and teach it without thinking. So always looking for something else. But yeah, private sector, and a sector where academic study didn't seem to be necessary to start with.
Can you say a little about why you applied for the EMED program?
My training was in dance, and I kind of faced a few barriers and a few limitations that were starting to have a real effect on my professional development. Constantly having to justify that I was qualified, that I was experienced, that I knew what I was doing, that I had all this life experience and academic experience within dance, but it didn't look like the way people expected it to look, So I was just faced with too many barriers and trying to find a sort of way out of that. Originally, the plan was that I had hoped that I would be able to then go and teach dance in high schools and secondary schools, but that pathway just wasn't open for many, many reasons. But I decided to continue on and do the EMED and see where it took me. And yeah, it took me somewhere different from what I'd expected, but that was the original push, was really just to put something academic behind what I already knew I knew.
Could you describe your journey through the EMED?
I think I've been thinking about this recently, actually, about my journey through the EMED, because I think I'm in a position where I'd had very little academic, experience. I'd never done any written academic papers. Everything I'd done was really, really practical since leaving school. So I think I started it. I think the way I would look at it is I started it really naive, thinking, oh, this is going to be great. I absolutely can manage this. I'm not stupid. I know my stuff. I know my field. I've had lots of experience. And then I kind of got into second year, and yeah, the pandemic hit, so it did make it a bit more challenging. But I think I realized what I had taken on, and I found it really challenging. And if I'm really honest, there was quite a few points where I didn't think I was going to make it to the end. And realistically, I did think, I just don't think I have the ability for this. And it wasn't I didn't feel sorry for myself. I just realistically thought, I just don't know if I have the ability for it. Took a break, came back, and with the support of all of the team, came back and repeated second year. Felt it was better. And then I think when I went into third year, it was realistic. I went in with a realistic idea of what was expected. So it was a real journey of, starting from this, oh, big dreams of, yeah, I'm going to manage this, it's going to be great, to the realization how hard it is, to at the end thinking, do you know what, actually, it's fine. I've learned so much in the last couple of years that I can make it to the end. Didn't make it easier, it just made it more manageable.
And could you say a little bit what you focused on for your final project?
So again, I wanted to go back to my original reason for starting on the EMED, because throughout the years I had kind of deviated from that a little bit and focused just purely on what my practice was. But I wanted to return to that original idea, and it took me a long time to get to, to where I needed to be with my final project. And actually, my ideas were too big, and it was trying to make it small. So I decided to look at you know, why, really, what was the core of why I had made it onto the MEd, and it was where had my training began. Do you know, where had my training, where were the limitations? What were the limitations within the training that I had that all dancers get? You know, it's very similar, and why was that? Where did I feel like that was holding me back? And also, where was it not? You know, I wanted to look at the positives of it too. So yeah, my final project ended up being a dissertation, an autoethnographic dissertation, which I'd never done before, never knew anything about, had to learn about autoethnography. And it really was about asking the question, is professional dance training limiting dancers for a career after professional dancer or even professional dance teacher? Do you know, it was easy for me to go into that side of dance, but actually taking myself out of the field just a little bit, you know, not even very far, you know, still within dance, but not within that small community of dance. And the barriers that I had faced through no fault of my own, because that was just the training that's on offer for dancers. So yeah, that was what I decided to focus on, take it right back to the core. Why are we not putting dancers into different sectors? Well, potentially it's their training that's holding them back.
And what impact did this have in your practice as an arts educator?
So the whole MEd has been huge for me to the way I approach now how I teach. I have so much of a better understanding of not just churning out dancers. Do you know, that's not really what my job is. And my whole school has completely changed in the last 3-4 years. It's a much more holistic approach. It's a much more inclusive approach. Not that we were deliberately not doing that. I just didn't know any better. We just copied what had come previously, you know, and looked at other successful dance schools. This is what they're doing. Let's just repeat that. And actually, a lot's changed, not just for me in the last 4 years, but in general, in society, and, you know, the way children are taught, the way children are learning, the struggles that they're facing. It's so vastly different from it was 5 years ago that, you know, if I hadn't done this, I don't think if I had been on this MEd, I think I would have really struggled to make the changes. I think speaking to people and having different ideas and different approaches, and not just the same people with the same background as I had and the same training as I had, has really made a difference. And my final project, I still don't know. I still don't know what impact that's going to have. Hope it is going to have an impact. I would like for it to take my career in a slightly different pathway. Do you know, I don't want to have gained all these skills and all this knowledge and not to use it, do you know, but I just don't know where. I'm still kind of reeling from being finished, so I don't really know where it's going to go.
I think you've just answered the question that was next, which is what has changed as a result of studying the MEd, but yeah. I mean, beyond your practice, but I think, yeah, it's quite early, as you say, to do that. But have you seen changes in your learners perhaps or over that time?
Yeah, I think I have seen changes, and maybe not so much, you know, I teach really little ones, so, you know, not so much with them, but, and potentially not necessarily with the learners, but I think the approach within the school, the relationship with parents, our seniors who are leaving, you know, vast majority of ours don't go on and dance. Like, we maybe get one a year, if that, maybe one every 2-3 years that go on and do a professional dance course. A lot of them going to do other things. And they've always said, you know, what a big impact dancing right up till they're 17, 18 has made on their future. But I think now the way I talk about it is different. You know, the way I approach it is different. I talk about this comes from my final project, all the other skills that you're learning in dance that are not just how to be a dancer. So I think the way I communicate that now within the school is vastly different. And my school has really grown in the last few years, like hugely, more than it had in the previous 10 years. And I think it's a different approach because a lot of people are not looking for a dance school for their children to become professional dancers. They're looking for a dance school where their children are going to be happy and it's holistic. And, you know, they're learning lots of other things and they're socializing, but in an environment where they're still, you know, learning something. So I think the way I approach it has changed, which is making the school success of the school, success, maybe not the right word, but if you're looking at it purely in numbers and as a business, yet, then the success of the school's definitely improved. So although my job isn't actually any different from when I started, I feel like it's vastly different from when I started.
This question's not going to appear in the public domain, but it's one for the Scottish Funding Council. So it's would you have studied on the programme without a funded place?
You know, I'd like to say I would. I would love to say I would. After knowing what I've gained from doing this course, I would love to say, yeah, I would do it regardless. But realistically, probably not. I couldn't have afforded to do it, you know. And I think, well, you know, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate. I've got a family that have supported me to be able to do not just this course, but just my job, you know, because actually I probably wouldn't make enough money to support myself, never mind two children, doing the job that I do. So looking at that, I don't think I just don't think I would have been able to do it feasibly. Too many other things would have had to suffer, and with having two children that were young, obviously younger at that time, this would always have been put on the back burner because I just could never have afforded to do it.
That's great, Gemma. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
No problem.